Welcome to another edition of the show. You're listening to Live Free or Die Radio right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. My name is Lee Rogers, and I run the alternative news website, roguegovernment.com. And it's basically a site dedicated to fighting the New World Order. I encourage you to check it out. And today is January 21st, 2008. Lots of stuff to talk about on today's show. We're first going to get into the economy. In the next segment, we're going to go over the whole gamut of what is going on in terms of the global economic situation. Obviously, there's not a lot of good stuff that's going on. We had a global stock market crash take place today. There's estimates that come tomorrow we could see up to a 500-point drop in the Dow, and there's even estimates of people saying that there might be a 1,000-point drop in the Dow. Now, things are just spiraling out of control more and more, and this all goes back to the Federal Reserve System and the irrational and irresponsible policies of the central bank. They print money out of thin air, they manipulate the markets, and that's why we're in the mess that we're in. So we're going to cover the economy in great detail. We also have this clip from the McLaughlin Group, which is really interesting because in the clip, they actually detail all the problems that are out there with the economy very well. And then they put on a Ron Paul clip that's basically saying the same things. And then they suddenly switch subjects. And it just looks totally ridiculous. The establishment media censorship of Ron Paul, the blacklisting of Ron Paul's message has got to stop. Otherwise, this nation is in a lot of trouble. So we're going to cover all this economic news. We have other stories as well. We're going to get right into it. I mean, I'm talking about a global stock market crash here. The London stock market crash, the Canadian stock market crash. All over the world, we had a worldwide collapse of the financial markets. Very, very serious business indeed. And so we'll be going over that in great detail. Some other news we're going to get into. Oh, man, there's just so much stuff. UN transformation to create new world order. That's an actual article title from the London Independent. We're going to get into that. Another one that kind of coincides with that article. Conference promotes global citizenship. And this one's from the Daily Herald. So we're going to get into both those articles and how the elite are pushing ever more closer to a new world order, to a global government. I mean, now they're just saying it right in the open. That, hey, we're going to form a new world order. We don't care what you think. We're just doing it. Shut up. And that's basically the way they're going about it. They don't care what we think or what we want. They only care what they want. They care about furthering their aims for consolidating wealth and power within a few different superstructures of government. And that's really the main agenda of these people. Some other news we're going to try to get into. Airports to inspect ID cards with black lights. Jeez, we got all this crazy stuff. What else do we have here? Iraq vets group, war crimes encouraged. EU tree will shift power to Europe. Universities overproduce PhDs. That's an interesting one. Kind of shows how the educational system is failing us. I mean, you got all these PhDs that are graduating our university systems. And they just can't find a job. It's awful. In addition to all that, we'll also recap what happened this weekend with the Nevada caucuses and the South Carolina primary. We're up against a break. We'll get into all this on our side. Stay tuned right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Are you new to freeze-drying foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
All right, welcome back to the show. And right off the top, I want to play this clip. This is the McLaughlin Group, and they're talking about the current state of affairs with the economy and how the whole thing is basically falling apart. So let's go to the clip.
I think it's an exaggeration. I think it's an understatement. You've heard me say here, I think we are facing the worst financial crunch and crisis since the Great Depression. You have the entire banking system now that is virtually frozen, and there are not just a subprime mortgage thing. There are other things called credit default swaps where they're going to lose as much money, $250 billion on. The banks are frozen. They're not making loans because they have such huge debts that they have to take onto their balance sheets, and nobody knows how to deal with that because you had a dramatic, you had two bubbles that have burst at the same time. The housing bubble, which has collapsed in this country, the first time since the Great Depression that housing values have gone down for a year since the Depression, and it's going to go down even more next year. The credit crunch, you've just exploded the whole credit system in this country. We were way over leveraged. The banking system was over leveraged. People didn't even know about it. The bankers didn't know about it. They didn't assess the risk. Now that risk is piling in, and everybody's going to pay the price. It's going to stimulate nothing other. I mean, it's going to destimulate the economy. Nobody has money to lend. They're saving all their money to pay off their debts. They're borrowing money or looking at the rest of the world to enhance their capital, and it's still not going to solve their problem.
Okay, this worthy tried to pull it together. Why is the economy tanking?
We're fighting a trillion-dollar war, and we shouldn't be doing it. Those resources should be spent back here at home. There is an inflationary factor, but if you don't understand how inflation comes, we can't solve this problem. It comes from deficit financing with this warmongering foreign policy we have. We run up the deficits, we tax, We borrow from the Chinese, we can't borrow enough. Then what do? We print the money, and then you wonder where the inflation comes? The value of the dollar goes down and prices go up where the government gets involved in certain things like housing or medical care or education. How prices are skyrocketing. So you have to deal with the monetary issue to solve the problem of the medical issue.
All right, yeah, I mean, that's a perfect explanation from Ron Paul. Because if we keep creating more and more money out of thin air and inflating the currency, of course you're going to have all sorts of economic problems.
It's going to devalue everybody's bank accounts. The price of goods and services are going to go up. I mean, it's a perfectly rational explanation. And Zuckerman, who was speaking before Ron Paul came on, he was pretty much saying almost the same thing. Now listen to his response after they just played the Ron Paul clip. It's unbelievable.
Is Ron Paul right? You have to deal with the monetary policy before you deal with anything else to account for deficit spending.
You know, I'm sorry. Mitt Romney starts your program and he says he's going to do something about the economy. When he was governor of Massachusetts, he had a 0.5% increase in employment in the 4 years he was governor, while the country's employment went up by 5.5%. He left the state with the highest unemployment rate that they have any state in the union. So his words are just phony words. This guy doesn't even know what he's talking about. Romney does know what he's talking about, and he's misleading.
I think he
has pulled nothing together. He's just pulled words together.
Yeah.
I'm not saying the Iraq war was an economic boon. All I'm saying to you, it does not deal with the problems that this country is facing.
All right, let me stop it right there. Anything he's saying makes any sense? All right, look, we're spending trillions of dollars overseas on these wars. If you take those trillions of dollars you're spending overseas and then you bring them back home and spend them here at home, and you establish an honest monetary system, this will solve a great deal of the economic troubles that we have here. But these people, they won't even admit it. I mean, he said one thing before Ron Paul came on, and he says the exact opposite after they play the Ron Paul clip. And then it goes on and on in the clip. We don't have enough time to play the whole thing. It's up on my website, roguegarment.com. But these people are so disingenuous. And we start talking about Mitt Romney and all sort of nonsense. Ron Paul is literally the only person that understands what's actually happening here with all the economic problems that we're having in this nation. None of the other candidates will address the issue of monetary policy because they don't understand the basic fundamentals, or maybe they do understand the basic fundamentals, but they refuse to address them because they're handlers within this global elite superstructure of government that they work for. Are telling them, no, you cannot address anything about the Federal Reserve, the central banks. That's off limits. I mean, I sometimes look at Mitt Romney, and especially during the debates, I look at the guy looks worried. Every time they come up and ask a question about the economy or Ron Paul says something about monetary policy, they won't even touch it. They won't even address Ron Paul in the debates when he starts talking about the Federal Reserve, the fact that they create money out of thin air, the fact that China has a ton of our treasury bills and could bankrupt us at any moment. It's absolutely crazy. So with that in mind, you see that the establishment media does not want to address the main problem of the economic issues that we have here, which is clearly the Federal Reserve System. The Federal Reserve System is likely going to cut interest rates again, which is going to devalue the dollar even more, and it's going to send the value of the dollar into a tailspin. The price of goods and services are going to go up, and we're going to be in a lot of trouble. Now, let's look at what happened at in the global economy today. Now, of course, the United States, the stock markets were closed today because of the holiday. But let me just dig up this article here. Let me see here. Stock markets plunge worldwide from the Associated Press. It says here, stocks fell sharply worldwide Monday following declines on Wall Street last week, amid investor pessimism over the U.S. government's stimulus plan to prevent a recession. And it goes on to say how the stock market in London crashed 5.5%. The France's stock market, the CAC 40 index, that tumbled 6.8%. The Germany's DAX 30, that plunged 7.2%. Then over in Asia, we had India's stock index, that tumbled 7.4%. Hong Kong's index plummeted, or how much did it go down? Yeah, plummeted 5.5%. I mean, these are some big percentage drops, the biggest since the 9/11 attacks. Now, when you add all this up, we're seeing estimates of what's going to happen tomorrow. We're seeing estimates that we could see a drop in the Dow Jones Industrial Average of around 500 points. There are even some people that are saying that we might see a drop in the Dow Jones Industrial Average of around 1,000 points. Now, I don't know if it's going to be that bad. Granted, the plunge protection scheme may actually come in there. That's the President's Working Group on Financial Markets. They may actually come in and they may bail out the stock market. But it's hard to say what's going to happen here. The bottom line is that when you see major indices, these are all major indices in these different countries, crash 4%, 5%, 6%, and even 7% in one day. That means they're not buying these solutions that the Federal Reserve and the Bush administration are bringing to the table in order to curb this coming credit crisis. Well, in fact, we're already in a credit crisis, but it's going to get far, far worse. Now, Bush's stimulus package, this is really interesting, and we have to discuss this. Bush's stimulus package consists of around $140 billion in tax rebates. This is not going to do anything. It's literally like putting lipstick on a pig. It's not going to hide the fact that we have severe problems with the different financial institutions, the banks. I mean, literally, there was an article that came out saying that a lot of these banks, they actually have greater losses than they have assets. And now all these foreigners are coming in to help bail them out. So back to this Bush stimulus package. This $140 billion rebate, this tax rebate that he's going to give everybody, $300, $800, whatever it is, whatever he's going to give to the American people to boost the economy, $300, $800 is not going to do anything if you do not address the underlying problem, which is all the inflation that's built into the marketplace. And $300, if it's just $300 or $800, that's not going to buy a whole hell of a lot. So with $300, you can buy, what, a few pairs of sneakers? I mean, $800, yeah, I might be able to fill up my oil, my oil barrel once, and that's about it. That's going to do little to almost nothing to stimulate the economy. I mean, if you really want to stimulate the economy, get rid of the federal income tax. Let the American people keep all the money that they actually earn instead of having the government steal from them. That would be one good step in the right direction, but he's not going to do it. Literally, this is just propaganda and more garbage coming from the government trying to hype this plan of this stimulus package to convince the people that they're trying to do something for them when they're actually doing nothing for them. You know, it's just like the tax cut, the famous Bush tax cut. And what did that do? What, he gave out checks to people? And that was it? You know, it didn't address the underlying problems, which, as I said before, is the Federal Reserve. It's this fiat monetary system. And we need to restore this nation back to an honest monetary system, a constitutional monetary system, and a free market monetary system that is free of this money trust known as the Federal Reserve. So we have stock markets plunging worldwide today. It's likely going to get even worse tomorrow when we see what happens with the Dow Jones Industrial Average. The estimates look to be really, really bad in terms of where it's going to go. And all this is going on, and literally the establishment media is just doing everything they can to ignore the underlying fundamentals of what's going on, and it's disgusting. These people are afraid to mention the big money, the Federal Reserve, the big banks. They rarely criticize the big banks. Now, you see a little bit here and there. Jim Cramer has started to criticize the Federal Reserve a little bit. He's been a little more harsh on the Federal Reserve. But they almost have to because things are getting so out of control that they have to start criticizing the different institutions that are directly responsible for that. Otherwise, they start to lose credibility. That's why you see Lou Dobbs and Jack Cafferty start to actually interject more truth into their broadcasts. But anyway, we have to break. We're going to get more into the economy on the other side. Got lots more stuff to cover as well. This news with the New World Order, all sorts of stuff. Stay tuned right here on Republic Broadcasting Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625. Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
All right, welcome back to the show. And you know what's really sick about this whole economic situation, and we've been talking about the Federal Reserve System on this program ever since I started this show here on RBN. And really, what's really sick about this whole thing is the fact that a lot of this is being done intentionally. The Federal Reserve is purposely reducing interest rates to create all this inflation, which further devalues the dollar. And at the same time, through the easy money they created earlier in the decade, they created this huge housing bubble. Now we have the subprime mortgage crisis. And it all ties back to the Federal Reserve. They're trying to consolidate wealth. They're trying to get all these foreigners to come in and buy up more of the infrastructure of the United States and the financial institutions. It's literally, it's sick. These people are doing this intentionally. And likely their goal here is to use this crisis to introduce the North American Union to the American people and to introduce the idea of a regional currency. The Council on Foreign Relations writes about this. They just came out with a book entitled Regional Monetary Integration. And they just had a podcast in which they had this guest on. What's his name? Grant. It's up my website. Just check it out. And he was saying that the U.S. dollar is actually an historical anomaly and a grand experiment because, and he's actually correct in this, because never before in the history of man have we had a global reserve currency that is literally printed out of thin air and is based off of nothing. So what you have now is you have the euro and you have the dollar, and they're competing for the status of being the world's reserve currency. Both are equally worthless. They're not backed by anything. And that's literally the system we have. It's a grand experiment, as they call it. And it's totally disgusting. And they manipulate the value of these currencies in order to further their goals and to consolidate more and more wealth. By the time you see this whole thing unravel, you'll probably see three or four big banking institutions in the United States. And we've already started to see consolidation. Countrywide Financial was just bought out by Bank of America. And you're going to see more and more consolidation as this thing continues to unravel. And it's going to get bad, believe me. And I have an article up my website that analyzes a lot of what's going on. It's entitled The Coming Global Depression. And I really believe we are faced with a severe recession, if not a severe depression. And I'm leaning towards depression because all the indications that I see, it's not good. So buy gold, buy silver, get some ammunition, buy some firearms, and buy some storable food. Because all these yuppies, all these soccer moms that are running around, you know, they're going to get extremely violent when they find out their bank accounts are worth nothing. Literally, these people know nothing about the banking system, about monetary policy, and how everything really works. They just know what CNBC tells them and what the established corporate-controlled media tells them. They know nothing else. So it could get really, really ugly when this thing completely unravels. It's going to be very interesting to see what happens tomorrow. I'm predicting we're going to see a huge crash in the Dow Jones Industrial Average unless the plunge protection team comes in and rescues the market. And that may very well happen. We'll just have to see. And what's interesting, I was actually watching the Democrat debate. They're having a debate on tonight. And literally, all three of them, Edwards, Obama, and Clinton, they look like a bunch of cartoon characters up there. You know, I mean, they don't talk about anything substantive. It was just a bunch of personal attacks back and forth on people's records. And literally, this country's in crisis. I'm not interested in listening to all these personal attacks back and forth. This country's in crisis, and these people have no intention, all three of them. It doesn't matter. It's likely going to be Clinton. I think she's going to be the next president. She's the chosen one of the elites that run everything. But they offer no solutions whatsoever. And it's so obvious to me. But yet we have all these people out there that continue to believe that these people are actually going to provide some sort of change to George W. Bush. It's literally frightening. So the Democrat debate, I mean, you know, again, all three of them, they look like a bunch of cartoon characters up there. Then you got the Mossad agent, Wolf Blitzer, moderating the thing. It looked like a complete circus. And I would have thought that somewhere in the debate when they were talking about the economy, that somebody would say something about the Federal Reserve. But no, we're not going to mention the Federal Reserve. No, not at all. Hillary Clinton actually talked about the plunge protection team. She said, oh, well, Bush needs to work closer with the president's working group on financial markets, the plunge protection team. Well, I mean, what is that going to do? What, they're just going to manipulate the market and stave off the coming collapse? And that's literally what the Bush stimulus package is going to do, the $140 billion in tax rebates, as well as the Federal Reserve's interest rate cuts. That's what both those things are going to do. It's just going to stave off a coming economic disaster. You know, it's a short-term fix, but long-term, it's going to make it far, far worse. And that's really where we're headed. Real quick before we break, let me get into some of our news here. I wanted to cover this one real quick. I just wish I had more time. There's so much to cover. But let's get into this one real quick. Universities overproduce PhDs. And this is very important. This is from the Associated Press. College students are getting a raw deal, a recent New York report asserted. The problem is they are taking too many classes from part-time or adjunct professors. But that same report unwittingly revealed something about how higher education is more culpable than it likes to admit when it comes to creating the problem. The issue is a huge one in higher education, far beyond New York, with about half of the nation's college faculty now on part-time contracts. And it basically goes on to talk about PhDs, and actually, we have to break. But really, the gist of this article is that universities are producing PhDs, people with these high-level degrees, and they have a hard time finding a job. It's crazy. We'll be back on our side.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? Did You Rob BillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. Did You Rob BillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
All right, let's get back into this article here. Universities overproduce PhDs. And further on the article, it starts talking about how there are too many PhDs awarded. There's not enough jobs for these PhDs. And let me read from the article where it cites this. In many fields, there are already too many PhDs awarded for the full-time academic posts available, creating a surplus of likely job seekers. That pool becomes adjuncts who command wages and benefits so low that universities find them irresistible hires. It's not uncommon to have a disconnect like this in higher education, in which people are both concerned about the difficult career prospects being faced by recent PhD graduates and concerned there aren't enough PhD students, said Michael Tettelbaum of the Alfred P. Sloan Foundation. So basically what we're seeing here is that you have all these people that are graduating with these doctorate degrees, and they're having a difficult time finding work. And that's really what's happening here. These schools are overproducing these PhDs, people with these high-level degrees, and then they have a hard time finding jobs teaching and what have you. And this is a real problem. Can you imagine if you spend all this money, you go into debt to get your PhD, and you can't find a job? That's very difficult. And I think what we're going to start seeing, I mean, this is just a microcosm of the problem, but you're going to see people who get their undergraduate degree who end up in $80,000, $100,000 in debt. They have a degree in some field that doesn't necessarily pay a whole hell of a lot of money when they get out. And I see this more and more. I see all of these different schools and universities, they have these degree programs in which they don't really teach you anything useful. You know, when I went to school, I got my degree in computer science. With computer science, you can go into information technology, you can get into programming, you can get into all these different fields. But if you get a degree in something like transgender studies or some other politically correct crap that they're putting out there with these different degree programs, I mean, they have all sorts of weird degree programs. These people are going to enter the workforce $80,000, $100,000 in debt. They're going to spend 10 to 15 years trying to pay off the debt, and then they just become a victim to this economic system, this crazy economic system that's essentially been created around them. The system is designed to get people into debt by taking on all these loans to get their degree. Then you get a job to try to pay off the loan, and then, well, you have to get a place to live, so you're spending money on that. And literally, it takes forever to get out of debt and to actually make progress. So I thought it was kind of an interesting story. And literally, it's going to get worse as they keep outsourcing more of these technology jobs to China and India. So, I mean, it's no wonder why the university systems are setting up these degree programs, like degree programs in Homeland Security. Oh, you can get your degree in Homeland Security. That's because they're setting up a police state here, and they need people to enter this workforce, which would be focusing on security, on spying on people, and all sorts of crazy stuff. And that's what's happening here in America. It's literally a nightmare. And that's where all of these graduates are going to go. They're going to go work for the government. Or they're going to go work for these big multinational corporations. And they'll be involved in spying and security and all these other things. They're literally creating this huge security apparatus around us, this big bureaucracy, and that's where a lot of people are going to be forced to go to in order to seek employment. It's awful. Let's just go right down the list of these news stories. 9/11 families of firefighters protest Rudy Giuliani. That's out of WFTV out of Florida. And a bunch of September 11th family members and New York firefighters, they protested a Rudy Giuliani campaign stop. And that's good, because Rudy Giuliani, literally, he has no support. It's all a manufactured figment of the media's imagination. All right, I mean, this guy has zero support. The media says he has support. They put him on TV as much as they can. But he got 2% in South Carolina. He's done worse than Ron Paul in pretty much all of the states, with the exception of New Hampshire. But, of course, I don't even believe the results. I mean, you can't believe a lot of these results to begin with because of the electronic voting machines. But either way, this guy doesn't have any support. I think he's going to do poorly in Florida, despite the fact that the media has sold this whole thing as, oh, Rudy has really focused in on Florida, and this is his make-or-break state. He's going to do poorly in this state. I don't think he has any support. The 9/11 families and the 9/11 firefighters hate him. And that's really his whole platform. Oh, he's some sort of 9/11 hero. It's a joke. Let's move on to another story. EU tree will shift power to Europe. That's from the London Telegraph. Not going to get into this one in great detail. But suffice to say, yes, the EU treaty, it's literally a slightly watered-down version of the EU Constitution that failed. So now they want to try to get this EU treaty through, which essentially does practically the same thing as the Constitution, only it's a little less, it's just a little more watered down. I guess that's the best way to describe it. And this time they're trying to get this thing passed through the parliaments instead of having a referendum. And I think in the United Kingdom and some of the other countries, they're trying to force a national referendum on the issue. But literally, the EU treaty, nothing more than the EU Constitution. It's just a way for the people who are trying to get this new world order, this global government, to further their agenda. Iraq Vets Group says war crimes were encouraged over in Iraq. And this is This is, I think this comes from the Iraq Veterans Against the War. And, I'll basically say this on here. I'm actually a member of this group. I served in the military as part of the whole global war on terror, war of terror, whatever you want to call it. I am a member of this group. If you served in the military anytime after 9/11, you're eligible to join this group. So I encourage people to join it. It's basically their whole mission is to end the war. I mean, that's really all there is to it. And one of the members of the group, and I firmly believe this, I've heard lots of stories about what's going on over there. And he's basically saying the killing of innocent civilians is policy over there. And that doesn't surprise me one bit, because we've set up a tyrannical police state over there. The military wasn't designed to do the types of things that they're doing over there. The military is designed to go into a place and destroy everything that's there. It's not designed for nation building. That's why you have people like Thomas Barnett talk about transforming the U.S. military into a Leviathan force, and then you have a system admin force. So yeah, you basically turn the military into these two separate entities. You have the Leviathan force that goes right in there and just blows everything up, and they leave. Then they turn over to a system administration force. And that's literally the future of the U.S. military, which will basically be the New World Order's military. It's not going to be our military. It's going to be the global government's military. You know, that's what's happening here. That's why we have military bases in 130 nations. That's why we have permanent bases in Iraq. But anyway, back to the story. Yeah, this Mike Blake, he's saying that the killing of innocent civilians over there is policy. And he said it's unit policy and it's army policy. Because I tell you what, it doesn't matter what these suits say from the administration or some bureaucrats. The whole mindset of the military is completely different than the people who are running things up in the Oval Office that wear the three-piece suit every day. All right, when you're on the ground, it's a much different reality. So I firmly believe that. And, you know, I know for a fact that there's people in special forces and in the Army Rangers that were actually put in jail over there. I mean, these are people that are hardcore into what they're doing with the military, and they've been put into jail because they refuse to follow orders, because what they're doing over there is completely illegal. They're doing all these weird things, especially in Afghanistan, but with all the opium and the heroin crops I'm sure the CIA is harvesting over there. There's a lot of stuff that's going on in Iraq, in Afghanistan, that is totally illegal, totally crazy, and I'm sure there's a lot of war crimes that are going on as well, a lot of it that we just don't see reported on the news here in the United States. So I believe what he's saying, and I've heard the same thing from a number of other people who have come from back there. So it's unfortunate, but unfortunately, that's just the way it is over there, and that's why we need to get out of there, okay? It's awful. We've been there longer than it took us to fight World War II. This is disgraceful, and they keep talking about victory. Well, they don't even define what victory is, so they can say, oh, we need victory all they want. I mean, what is victory? We killed the dictator that ran that country. We've set up permanent bases. We're set up an embassy that is larger than the Vatican. I mean, tell me what victory is. Can you please explain to me what victory is? What is your definition of victory? Is it the killing of every single Iraqi civilian that's there? I mean, what is the definition of victory? Nobody in this administration, and nobody in the GOP, nobody anywhere can explain to me what victory is. It's almost as if they think it's some sort of football game or a baseball game. This isn't a game. This is war. This is real life. Those people over there, they just want to be free. They just want to be left alone to live their lives. So we just let them. But instead, we have a bunch of greedy bastards that have taken over our government, are trying to form this global government, are using our military to do all these horrendous things in the name of the New World Order. And it's disgusting. And it needs to stop. I'm sick of it. Let's go on to another news story before I go off the deep end. I'm so tired of this. George Bush is a war criminal. He should be put in front of a trial, and he should be tried for the torture, for the depleted uranium, and for a number of other things that I don't have enough time to get into. And the same thing with several members of his cabinet. Cheney should be indicted as well. These people are total criminals. They are scum. And it's disgusting that we see people like Nancy Pelosi and these other empty suits in the Congress do absolutely nothing about this. They should have been impeached years ago. Now, I'm totally disgusted by this. Let's go on to another one. Israel launches advanced spy satellite. That's from the Associated Press. And they're launching an advanced spy satellite to track events in Iran. More escalation of the conflicts that are going over there. I mean, the administration already tried to stage a Gulf of Tonkin-like incident with those speedboats. Completely faked. And they blame some ham radio operator for them saying, oh, you're going to blow up. Clearly, that was a black op designed to convince people that Iran is some sort of threat when we're the ones that are actually threatening them. Completely ridiculous. Now we've got Israel launching this advanced spy satellite to track events in Iran. Completely ridiculous. Let's go on. What else do we have here? All right, we have FBI denying file exposing nuclear secrets theft. That's from the London Times. The FBI has been accused of covering up a key case file detailing evidence against corrupt government officials and their dealings with a network sealing nuclear secrets. The assertion follows allegations made in the Sunday Times 2 weeks ago by Sybil Edmonds, an FBI whistleblower who worked on the agency's investigation of the network. And not enough time to get into this whole thing. But basically, I mean, you got corruption all over the place in the federal government, every agency, every institution. You know, I mean, this should come as no surprise. This country is being looted left and right. The economy is falling apart. Everything is going complete to hell. What more do you want me to say? You know, read the article up on roguegovernment.com. This is just disgusting. Let's see what else we have here. Oh, airports to inspect ID cards with black lights. This one's from the USA Today. Here's a good one. More of the enslavement grid. The newest tool at airport security checkpoints is 3 inches long and costs only a few dollars. A handheld black light. Airport screeners are starting to use them this month to examine driver's licenses and other passenger ID cards presented at checkpoints to spot forgeries or tampering. Passengers with suspicious documents can be questioned by police or immigration agents. Oh, so if I don't have my papers in order, I have to be questioned by these policemen, these immigration agents. I'm so sick of this. You know, they create the problem of illegal immigration with all of these illegal aliens invading our nation. And they come up with these phony solutions. And one of these phony solutions is to treat everybody like slaves, saying that we have to have our papers to travel anywhere. I mean, look what they're doing with the Real ID Act, the National ID card. You have to have a Real ID compliant driver's license by May 11, 2008. Otherwise, you won't be able to fly, according to Michael Chertoff, this Mossad agent that's running our Homeland Enslavement Department here in the United States. He's a citizen of Israel and the United States, a dual citizen. And we're putting him in charge of Homeland Security, of Homeland Enslavement? I mean, it's nuts. Unless the goal is to purposely destroy this nation. And that's what they're doing with ridiculous things like this. Now we have these idiots that are going to be running around with black lights inspecting ID cards. I mean, how much more insane does that have to get? Pretty soon it's going to be flying. You'll need to have your papers. And then soon it's going to be, oh, well, you can't go past these checkpoints in your car without your papers. The hell with this. This is crap. Oh, here's a go. Conference promotes global citizenship from the Daily Herald. This is unbelievable. You know, do I even need to get into this? They have a conference that promotes global citizenship. And this article is unbelievable. This is total New World Order propaganda designed to make people believe that we're global citizens. We're not citizens of the United States. We're not citizens of Canada. We're not citizens of the United Kingdom or France. No, we're global citizens. This is a complete joke. And whoever is running this crap, there should be an investigation into them, especially if they're United States citizens, because I think that there is some evidence here to indicate that they are traitors. I mean, what the hell is this? He's talking about a global education? What the hell is a global education? And he talks about, oh, the need for sustainability, economic development, and self-sufficiency. Who's this guy? Robert McGow. This is a senior education specialist, research and program manager with the World Bank. And he's saying how wonderful this is. Well, I guess he would say that because he's with the World Bank. And sustainability, that's really just code for eugenics. That's basically code for population reduction. That's code for we want to kill 80% and 90% of the world's population, whichever we can get to. Preferably 90% because that's more of the people. And it'll be more resources for us because we're special. That's how these people think. It's totally disgusting and completely uncalled for. We need to stop these people. We have to break. I'll be back on our side, and we'll cover more New World Order news, and we'll recap the Nevada caucuses and the South Carolina primary. Stay tuned.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
All right, welcome back to the show. And last segment here on the program. And just real quick, I just wanted to get a little bit into, where is this? I'm all screwed up here. I got all these windows all over the place. I'm trying to figure out what I'm doing here. All right, here we go. All right. All right. Before we get into the South Carolina and Nevada primary and caucuses, just a quick word from one of RBN's sponsors. HempUSA.org. They're suppliers of fine hemp products, and I've heard a lot of good things about them. And if you need some hemp, you need any sort of hemp products, check them out, hempusa.org. And their phone number is 908-691-2608, 908-691-2608. They're also a sponsor of my website, and a great place to get any sort of fine hemp products. So I strongly encourage you to check them out. But wait, let's get back into this news, this last segment. Real quickly, let's blow through these news stories. All right, I got to cover this one before the caucus and primary stuff. Where is it? Oh, my goodness. There's literally so much stuff to cover. You have to understand my frustration not being able to cover it all in 1 hour. UN transformation to create new world order. That's from the London Independent. And it reads as follows. Gordon Brown has begun secret talks with our world leaders on far-reaching reform of the United Nations Security Council as part of a drive to create a new world order and global society. They're not even hiding this. They're openly saying that they're trying to form a new world order. This is not a conspiracy theory. This is actually the title of the London Independent article, UN Transformation to Create New World Order. And that's up my website. Just check it out. They want to reform the UN Security Council, which actually runs the United Nations. I mean, that's really the engine of the United Nations. And the United States and a few other countries have the majority of the power over the United Nations because they wield the power in the Security Council. And they want to change it around to reflect the needs of the 21st century. All to create a new world order and a global society. Isn't that just wonderful? What else do we have here? GOP says FISA authorities in the Constitution. Not enough time to get into that. That's from the Washington Times. They're saying authority to conduct warrantless electronic surveillance comes from the Constitution. Wow, that's news to me. So that's the drivel coming from the GOP. Just fantastic. Random breath test plan for motorists. That's another fine article from the London Telegraph. They're going to randomly breath test motorists over in the United Kingdom because they're all a bunch of slaves over there, and they're in control, and they don't care about your civil liberties, habeas corpus, or any of this other stuff. They just don't care. They're just going to have fishing expeditions, no warrants, nothing. It's completely sick. Real quick, let's get into the Nevada caucuses, the South Carolina primary. The Nevada caucuses, obviously a huge win for Ron Paul, getting a second-place finish. I consider it a win because Mitt Romney had a ton of Mormons come out and vote for him. So I think that's a huge finish for Ron Paul. South Carolina, again, I think the voting machines pretty much spit out the results for the primary there. I think the elites want John McCain to be the loser to Hillary Clinton in the general election. That's what they're trying to shape up. And there's a story from South Carolina that gets into the voting fraud stuff. Election chaos in Horry County, South Carolina. That's where all the chaos was taking place. CNN did a report on it. And there's also complaints over in Nevada with stuff on the Democrat side of the fence. There's all sorts of voting fraud going on in all sorts of levels with these elections. We can't even trust the election results. But we'll have to see what happens in Florida. But anyway, I'm out of time. Stay tuned for Rick Adams, and we'll do this again tomorrow. Take it easy. With